שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא לדבר עם...
Hello, we're in the lesson in the topic of speaking with the Creator. We'll be reading from the selected excerpt from the sources, starting with item 14. You can find the study material on our website, kabbalahgroup.info, or through the Arvut system of the study materials button.
As usual, we are starting our the connection between us by speaking about our connection with the Creator. And this is how we want to determine it, to establish the collective and individual path for all of us and for each one of us, that we are in the right direction, in the connection between us, in order to connect with the Creator, and to connect with the Creator in order for Him to help our connection. And please...
Speaking with the Creator, item 14. After the fact, said Bala Sulam, one must believe in private providence, that it was not the person who called upon the Creator, but the Creator who called upon the person and told him, I want you to speak to me. It follows that the reason for the nearing did not come from the individual, but from the Creator. For this reason, one mustn't think that the Creator did not hear the prayer. God forbid. Rather, He brought him near even before he turned to the Creator to bring him near him. This is called, before they call, I will answer.
That the Creator is always the first, because the will to receive of the person is always upon him, so that he never wants anything on the outside. He only wants to hear himself. What does he want? And as much as the will to receive in him is filled with whatever he wants, this is actually the person's entire inclination. And if he has anything besides that, towards connecting outside of himself to the Creator or even to someone, all of these things, all of these dispositions and desires come only from the side of the Creator, that the Creator awakens the person. This is why he's called I am the first. And this is why it is written, before they call, I answer. That the Creator gives the person the desire to turn, and because he already has an answer for the person, and according to that, he awakens the desire in the person. We need to understand that we are never the first. We never begin. And it's only the upper force that comes down to us, awakens us, and connects between us and leads us. And it is upon us only to try to be with Him in the same lane, in the same inclination, with the same goal, for us to connect between us and to Him in such a way that we will all be together, connected between us and with Him. German 4.
Guten Morgen. Ein Freund fragt, in welchem Zustand ist es, welcher Zustand ist es, wenn der Schöpfer ihn in seine Nähe bringt?
What state is it that the Creator is bringing him nearer?
It's that the person feels that he has something which is above food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, above those desires, above him wanting to know more about his life, the purpose of life, that is. And how does he connect with the friends? How does he connect with the Creator? What is the essence of life? And so on. All of these things, it truly comes to him from a higher degree.
It's
already from spirituality.
And
of course, it's not spirituality yet. However, the awakening comes from there.
בסדר?
Okay.
טוב.
All right.
אז
so,
תקרא שוב.
Read it again.
שוב קטע 14. אחר המעשה...
Again, item 14. After the fact, said Bala Sulam, one must believe in private providence that it was not the person who called upon the Creator, but the Creator who called upon the person and told him, I want you to speak to me. It follows that the reason for the nearing did not come from the individual, but from the Creator. For this reason, one mustn't think that the Creator did not hear the prayer. God forbid. Rather, He brought him near even before he turned to the Creator to bring him near him. And this is called, before they call, I will answer.
Sometimes I hear such complaints from our friends. That I don't have an awakening. I get up in the morning and I search for, oh, where do I have a connection with the Creator? I don't see Him. I don't feel Him in any form. And I want to awaken towards Him, but I cannot. And it's difficult for them to understand that specifically those states, those desires and thoughts, the Creator sends them to Him. The Creator has already awakened before Him towards the person. And He awakens him in such a way in order to show the person that apparently the person did not prepare himself well in advance. This is why he's now getting up in such a way that it is difficult for him to establish a new connection with the Creator, to begin his day. So we have to realize that all of these things also have advantages and disadvantages. If I get up and it is difficult for me to find a connection with the Creator, it is a sign that I am now discovering a new desire. And it is a desire for advancement, which is greater, because one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. A friend also includes myself. One who is greater than his friend, meaning from myself yesterday. So his inclination is greater. So today my inclination, my desire is greater, and so I am rising to a higher degree. It's more difficult, that's right. But this is what we have to do. This is called, and they shall be as new in your eyes. Baltia 4.
Доброе утро, Раф. А вот как пробудить своего близкого? Вот, к примеру, моя жена не могу его пробудить из его сердца.
How to awaken your relatives? Let's say my wife can't seem to awaken her from the heart. She's always skeptic.
It's not about upon you. This is also the Creator's affair. This is how He is awakening her as a disturbance towards you. And you have to understand it's actually not a disturbance. It is help. In our world, there are no disturbances. In general, there are no disturbances. But rather, we just don't understand correctly the Creator's attitude through all kinds of people who are good or bad, enemies, friends, that all in all, these are all corrections. And they all promote us towards correction, towards connection, towards in order to bestow above reason. Actually, as much as the problems are greater and the person truly starts to shake and he doesn't know which way to run and what to do, those actions upon him, the Creator does them deliberately in order to shake the person and elevate him to a higher spiritual degree, to disconnect him even more from his will to receive.
Okay? понемножку я как бы и принимаю, про что вы говорите, но все-таки хочется...
I gradually accept that, what you're saying, really.
Это нашу
But nonetheless, you want to awaken this point in her, my wife, in order that she will feel the study that adheres us to the Creator. How to do this?
No, you don't need to such an extent to pay attention, to put all your forces on it. If you're next to it, and you do whatever you need to do in order to connect with the friends, with the group, then that light that you are awakening, the surrounding light, will influence her as well, and gradually she'll understand that you are engaging in important things, and maybe this is enough for her, because not every woman needs to be attached and adhere to the spiritual path. They also have all kinds of different degrees to which they're willing to join it in a more passive way. Don't pressure her. You should engage in your connection with the friends. And she will get from it as much as she needs.
Latin 6.
Latin 6.
Según el texto, antes de que llamen, yo responderé.
According to the text, before one calls, the Creator answers. Before they call, I will answer.
¿Acaso la respuesta existe antes de la pregunta?
Is this related to this, that the answer exists before the before the question?
No, it's not worthwhile to go to such depth. Before they call, I answer. Certainly, the Creator's answer exists before our calling, our question, and indeed he prepares everything, all of the steps forward. Also, on his side, there is no problem as much as how we will answer these things. The Creator already has the entire path, the entire lane until the end of correction of all of us together and each and every group. With respect to him, there is no free choice or other states that are unknown of choice. It is upon us only to do as much as possible in what we all have to be together. Our choice is only in connection upon all the disturbances.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот интересно, а почему призыв Творца каждый раз, вот он из таких
разных мест к человеку, то есть один раз Why is the calling from the side of the Creator? Each time it comes from such different places. Sometimes it's directly like you feel the awakening, the ten. And sometimes, like it's written here, it can come from a distant place.
Awakens all of us, but he awakens each and every one of us individually. Then sometimes he calls, evokes each one of us to gather together, and this is how it is, sometimes this way, sometimes that way, that he awakens us. This is in order to gather us together. In that, there is a very special process that the collective and the individual, or the general and the particular, need to connect. We will talk more about it. You'll see that it's not a problem, but the most important thing is that we should always be drawn towards connection, because all of the solutions are there.
Так, а как правильно все-таки вот каждый раз из разных вот этих вот мест собираться к Творцу?
How each time to gather ourselves correctly towards the Creator.
You said it correctly, that we need to connect with the Creator. The Creator is in the center of our connection. He does not exist. As it is written, you have made me. Therefore, we need to connect between us until we begin to see that out of our connection, we are building within us, truly building within us, the image of the Creator, the form, such a form of connection, that such that we can call it Bore, Bo-u-e, come and see. Okay.
А в каком случае вот наша форма объединения, к которой мы, в общем-то, привыкли уже в десятке, в каком случае она
What situation is our form of connection as we got used to it in the 10? When does it change into the form of the Creator?
Well, you need to read about that in Rabash's articles about the society. When each one annuls himself towards the others, when it seems to him that everyone is the greatest of the generation and they're all equal, and he is lower than everyone, when the Creator seems to him that he is truly in the center of the friends. And if he reaches a connection with the friends, then through that he reaches a connection with the Creator. And there is no other way. And more of that, such things that we read there.
Ну, мы это делаем, конечно, просто вопрос в том, что за этим объединением
we do this, of course.
Нужно как-то до the question вот этого вот призыва
simply
к Творцу.
Behind this connection.
Какого призыва к Творцу?
No. We need beyond this to reach a call to the Creator, right?
Which calling to the Creator?
Им, они,
we want to reach connection with them, right?
If I connect with the friends in the right way, then I have the correct connection with the Creator. Because I build him, I make him, I gather him towards me. I discover him with respect to me. And then I have a connection with him. I gather and gather and gather the friends. I adhere to them. They exist inside of my emotion, inside of me. And then through that, I feel that I'm coming closer to the Creator. I'm building the image of the Creator. You have made me. This is what he says. Through what? Through us connecting the friends inside of my emotion, inside of my heart. And then this is how I reach him. And later on, more and more and more connections that are deeper, mutual with the friends. And each time the Creator is revealed to me in the connection between us, more and more and more. This is considered that I'm beginning to work with higher and higher degrees. And in that, I elevate myself on the degrees of bestowal, love, connection. And this is how our whole ascent is until the end of correction, when we all connect as one man in one heart, and the Creator is inside of us, that we have built him, we made him, we gathered him. Okay.
Moscow 7.
Рав, спасибо. А можно провести как бы границу между Творцом, который вот каждого из нас сюда привел, без которого ни одна травинка не шелохнется, и Творец,
is it possible to
через наше объединение? Ну, какие-то такие разные они Творцы.
Separate, to make a border between that same Creator in our connection? Or can we differentiate between the Creator and our connection? Not that when we work with Him consciously, as it's written.
Makif.
There is surrounding light that exists above all of the created beings and will be revealed at the end of correction. And there are the small lights that we are capable of awakening out of our disposition towards connection between us. This is the difference.
Odd.
More?
Это надо переварить.
Беседа. אז אנחנו נמשיך, מיכאל.
Okay, so let's continue, Michael.
מדוע?
Adam 15.
Yes.
Why did the Creator choose him and give him the call to come to him and pray? To this we have no answer. Instead, we must believe above reason that this is so. This is what we call guidance of private providence. Meaning, one must not say, I am waiting for the Creator to give me an awakening from above. And then I will be able to work in the work of holiness. Because Bala Sulam said that in regard to the future, a person must believe in reward and punishment. Meaning, he must say, if not I am for me, who is for me? And when I am only for me, what am I? And if not now, then when?
Again.
Again, item 15. Why did the Creator choose him and give him the call to come to him and pray? To this, we have no answer. Instead, we must believe above reason that this is so. This is what we call guidance of private providence. One must not say, I'm waiting for the Creator to give me an awakening from above, and then I will be able to work in the work of holiness. Because as Bala Sulam said, that in regard to the future, a person must believe in reward and punishment. Meaning, he must say, if I am not for me, who is for me? And why, when I am for me, what am I? And if not now, then when?
Africa.
Yes, Africa.
Oui, bonjour, Rav.
Bonjour.
Si le Créateur est l'initiateur de tout ce que nous faisons, quel est le mérite de l'homme qui s'engage dans l'étude de la sagesse de la Kabbalah?
Creator begins everything that we do, then what is the privilege of one who starts to study wisdom of Kabbalah?
If the Creator awakens you and someone else who lives next to you, he doesn't awaken him, then it's not that you chose it and it's not that he chose it, but rather we're talking about free choice, about the investment that a person has to give after he is being awakened. You have billions of people in the world. They do not awaken towards a connection with the Creator. And therefore, there's nothing to say about them. They live just like the still, vegetative and animate live. They also live that way. Whereas, if the Creator awakens a person, if he pulls him from these billions of people to himself, he wants that person to come close to him, then the person reaches, let's say, the wisdom of Kabbalah, and he starts to scrutinize in certain ways. When he gets there, he starts to scrutinize why, what for, what is happening to him, what is it that they want of him in this life, and he has to make this retrospection about life, that now he's given an opportunity to use his life in a very special way, to find the force that is managing him, organizing him, pulling him. And when he can attain this force, this spiritual life in this world here and now, he has such an opportunity. And others don't have such an opportunity. Their time hasn't come yet, and so they do not receive an awakening. Okay.
Тов. Москва free.
Спасибо, учитель. Вот это правило есть сейчас, то когда. Вот как
это становится физическим?
То есть как оно становится реальным? Вот в таких
неприятностях. How does this rule turn into something practical and actual in states that are not so simple.
We need to connect between the friends in the group, to try to talk with them and awaken them, and to find a few excerpts from Baal HaSulam and Rabash, and read them and try to become incorporated through them even more strongly. Try to feel how much we want to be together, truly in the connection of the hearts, of the desires, so that they will be, well, of course, each one with his nature, but that we will all be connected to a single goal. And that way, we, again and again and again, following such exercises, will reach a state where we will feel that single common goal between us. And in it, what will be revealed is the Creator.
Можно уточнить? Вот когда приходит трудное состояние, из практики видно, что...
If we can be more precise, when difficult states come, you see out of experience that habit helps you overcome certain states, specifically by connection in the 10. Sometimes you ask of the 10, help me. And that's the only thing that helps.
So you need to find these things. Sometimes it's this way, sometimes it's that way, sometimes it's in everyone together, in certain relations between all of these awakenings that we need to invest. Yes, sometimes I subjugate myself to the friends, another time I awaken them, sometimes it's half and half, sometimes it's a quarter or a third, etc. The most important thing that we need is, how can we adhere to the friends in my heart and through them to the Creator? But through the friends and to the Creator. That the Creator exists inside of the friends. If I penetrate the heart of my friend, the heart of my friend, there I meet the Creator. And it's impossible in any other way. He does not exist outside of that. This is very important.
Вы сейчас это говорите относительно вот этих состояний, то есть когда ты никакой и ты должен.
Now you say towards these states that you are nothing and a zero, and you need to incorporate in the heart of the friends.
Yes. Later we'll speak about other states. Baltia free.
Да, спасибо, Раф. Ну, а вы могли объяснить, что значит, когда я себя...
Thank you, Raf.
Про чём это говорит?
Let's explain. What does it mean that I'm only for myself, then what am I?
If I think about myself, who am I? I'm not a person, I'm a beast. Thinking only about itself, instinctively, and it doesn't discover that there is also the desire of a Adam, a human, who thinks through the friends, to the Creator.
Первом вопросе, если не я себе, то кто мне? Я думаю, конечно, и не я себе.
And in the first question, if I am not for me, then who will be for me? I'm not thinking about me, I'm thinking about the friends, the group, right?
Of course. We need all the time to try to be in these questions until they will be felt in our desire. And we won't have to speak about them with words, but rather every sentence will be as a feeling that is ready made. It's already within us. Al-Matawan.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, а вот те самые килим отдачи, которым мы
стремимся,
которые обеспечивают нам связь с Творцом.
The same vessels of bestowal that we yearn, that will connect us to the Creator, will be within me or outside me?
That is not important at all. It's not important at all. There's no place for them. Rather, they themselves are the place of the group and the place of the Creator. The vessels of bestowal that I establish There's no, they have no place, they do not exist in any place, but rather they themselves become that place. I discover in them the group and the creator and the connection between us and our whole goal.
А почему в моих ощущениях я ощущаю, что вот есть все, что внутри меня, и все, что снаружи меня?
In my sensation, I feel that there's something inside me and outside of me.
It has to be so, so that you will be able to advance. Let's say that you detect a certain goal and you're connected with it, let's say through some optical device, and then you change your focus, your power, as much as you are able to see, then the goal now becomes greater, but less, how shall I put it, less sharp, focused. And then once again you focus on it, and this is how you advance each and every time. This is how you advance. Each time you have to discover it as greater, but also to concentrate it, focus, so that it will be more sharp. And we have to do it. In that aspect, we have two vessels. We have coarseness and we have the intention. With the coarseness, we increase the thing, and with the intention, we focus it, concentrate it, make it more clear. And this is how we advance.
А это потом должно соединиться во мне, вот то, что есть внутри меня и есть снаружи.
This needs to connect inside me, like what is outside me and inside me.
There is nothing which exists outside of me. Nothing exists outside of me. It's all within me. There is no sense or thought or some description, it doesn't matter how you call it, that exists outside of me. It all happens inside of me. The entire world, all the worlds, the Creator, it all exists inside of me, in my qualities, in my desires. There is nothing outside of me. Also, what appears to me that it exists outside of me, it's all in all just appears this way. As we learn in the beginning of the introduction to the book of Zohar, about the perception of reality, that everything that seems to a person that it exists outside of him, it all exists inside of him.
А как, какие последовательности? Вот все равно же оно должно как-то, я должен ощутить,
что what is the order?
Принадлежит, ну, как мое.
The gradual order.
Вот, как человек переходит от...
First, I need to differentiate that something is mine, belongs to me. How do we have this transition?
Through the effort that he constantly tries and tries to be more connected with his environment and through it with the Creator, and as much as possible to focus himself and understand the excerpt. Full point. We're done. Michael.
Ah,
questions in the hall.
Oh, please.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, I need
to Rav, I need to believe in reward and punishment, it says. Are these two things that are connected to one another? That in this I'm building my vessel? As it says, each day is anew?
Yes, that is true. You need to believe in reward and punishment and see each time how the reward and punishment change. It could be that what yesterday was felt in you as punishment, today you developed, you grew, and now you see it as a reward.
תודה, רב. ויש פה עוד שאלה של חבר, אפשר?
No.
Thank you, Rav. I have another question from a friend.
Yes.
What are the vessels of bestowal that are revealed inside me?
These are vessels of bestowal that are revealed inside of you because the Creator shines to you. And then a part of your desires to receive already become in order to bestow. This is how it happens. These are the corrections that occur through the reforming light, through the upper light.
יש גם לאקוקה שאלה.
אקוקה, בבקשה.
Kokos has a question.
Koka, please.
Rabbi, I wanted to ask, what does it mean to penetrate into a friend's heart?
To penetrate the heart of the friends, that I want to work with his desires, to fill whatever he wants, because how do we fulfill our own desires? Each one has a desire, let's say, almost infinite, and no one can fulfill it. And there will never be any way in which we will satisfy those desires, but rather each one satisfies the friend's desire. And in this way, we reach the state of in order to bestow. If I want to satisfy the friend's desire, then the Creator is in my action, and He satisfies the friend's desire. And this is how we give the Creator work. And this is how we come closer to the correction.
But
what is the action that I need to do in order to enter the friend's heart? How do you do this?
I depict to myself what the friend wants, and I begin to come closer to this desire that is in him, and to depict from my will to receive his desire. And this is how I come closer. I come closer. I bring my desire closer, my will to bestow to his will to receive. And I take his will to receive as a vessel that I need to be a means for its filling, meaning that I link the desire in the friend with the Creator. And the friend does the same thing with my desire and the Creator. He is in the middle, filling up through his pipeline, filling up my desire, my heart. This is how we are interconnected together, and we exist in this common heart and the common feeling. And we have a soul that we have built, a general desire, where we are all in participation.
So when we work on this work between the friends to enter into one another's heart, how do we add the Creator into this work?
How do we add the Creator to this work? I must have the Creator, otherwise how will I feel the friend? How will I feel the friend? How will I connect with the Creator? How will I connect with the friend? In all of these actions, I must have the Creator. The Creator does all of these actions. I just invite, let's say, I invite the work. This is why this work is called a work of the Creator.
So then what are you activating the Creator?
With my request, my prayer, that I want that this is how it will happen. I want to reach the friend's desire. I want to reach the Creator's desire. I want to connect between them, to be as a pipeline between them. The pipeline, that's me. I want only one thing, to be the pipeline through which the Creator fills the heart of the friend.
Thank you.
But sometimes we discover that the friend's desire is so opposite to me that I don't manage to, I don't want to truly fill him. It is so much the opposite of me that I'm rejected by it.
That seems to be in your vessels.
So what to do?
If it's a friend who comes to the lessons and he learns with us, then he's not even aware of it, but he has that same tendency to be in a pure heart in connection with us and with the Creator. Although that it is concealed from him, this fact, and we need, by working on him, to awaken him.
I don't understand. I feel that I know the friend's desire, I feel it, but I have rejection from asking that the Creator will realize it.
I don't know what you mean by the desire of the friend.
I just accept ahead of time that each and every friend wants to open himself up for fulfillment. And I am the conduit, the tube, that can fill him, his desire, and otherwise he won't be able to be filled. And thus, each one needs to work in this like channel of the friend. Yes? Like a tube, a path. And that's how we need to work. Each one in the channels of the others.
And it doesn't matter if I'm doing it with a good will or so long as I ask, even mechanically.
Yes, of course. Take this state to yourself and begin practicing. How do you do with kids? You give them some game, and you teach them, and you push them this and that, and then they don't want, and then they do want, they don't understand what to do, they try putting it in their mouth instead of playing with it, right? And that's how they grow.
But this is when I a priori have love towards them. How do I develop such love towards the friends so that I will have such a yearning to want that the Creator will fill them?
You have a society. You need to receive from it inclination, force, an example for connection with the Creator, connection with the friends. We have no choice. Without connecting through them, I cannot connect to the Creator because they're on the path.
And this no choice later on becomes something else?
Connection, a heartfelt connection, and a connection that's more important for you than yourself. Why? Because it connects you to the Creator, meaning it connects you to the source of life. So, of course, in your eyes, it becomes the most important. Like zero and one, as Rabash writes. All right.
Turkey 4.
Our friend from the 10 is asking, should we categorize everything we experience as rewards and punishments?
Ken.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Queens.
Queens.
Good morning, Rav. When we speak about the fact that we build the Creator,
Ken.
This is equal to what we call building the soul.
Yes.
Freund fragt weiter. Belohnung und Bestrafung, setzt das eine Berechnung in der Arbeit voraus und handeln wir mit einer egoistischen Absicht?
Should I make the calculation with the reward and punishment? In the reward and punishment, should we calculate if we're working with them with the right intention, whether it's an egoistic intention or not?
Of course we need to. Of course we need to make a calculation.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Rav. Thank you. What do I discover when I change my intentions to benefit and to be a pipeline from the Creator to the friends? What is that? What is the revelation that I receive from this switch in my intention?
You are the representative of the Creator towards the world, towards the entire spiritual kli. You are the representative. And then out of this, you begin to feel what's called the correct creation, to manage creation, and to fill creation through you. Кармиэль.
Здравствуйте, Рав, здравствуйте, товарищи. Рав,
hello, Rav and World Kli. Sometimes it's a lot easier to connect with the Creator than with the friends, because you can speak with the Creator all the time, and the friends are in all kinds of different places, they're not accessible. So how should I arrange it in my mind?
You cannot connect
to the Creator if you do not connect to the friends. You need to be at least in a connection with a few friends in order through them to connect to the Creator. Otherwise, your entire connection to the Creator will be egoistic and incorrect. The friends need to be first to give you the possibility to annul yourself and to connect with them correctly in order to subjugate yourself. And after all these actions that Baal HaSulam, that Rabash tells us about, then you are ready for a connection with the Creator. And without this, you are not ready.
But
I'm asking,
you can say whatever you want, but you are not ready to turn to the Creator if you don't do such actions with the friends. Don't look for excuses for yourself.
Kiev 1.
Дараф, здравствуйте. У меня вот вопрос. Вы
Hello, Rav.
Объяснили, как работать с желаниями товарищей.
You just explained how to work with the desires of the friends, where I have the role of the pipeline. How much should I scrutinize the desires of the friends, which I want to satisfy as a pipeline?
I don't do make any calculations with the friend's desires. I just want to annul myself towards them and to annul myself towards the Creator. And through them, that I annul myself in the middle between the Creator and the friends. I annul myself, and then the Creator can take care of the friends to fill them.
Я пытаюсь это практически сейчас прямо представить.
I am now trying practically, really, to depict should my appeal to the Creator be in such a way? Here, Creator, I'm annulling, and there are all kinds of desires of the friends. Please fill them up, all of them, or should I feel these desires?
I now want, in the beginning, to be as a conduit, a tube between the Creator and the friends. And not that I know precisely what desires they are ready to fill, and what does it mean accordingly that I need to receive from the Creator in order to fill these desires. I am a tube. Very simply, I want to be the connector between the Creator and the friends, without any calculations. Only one calculation, to be the connector.
Этот, Раф, можно еще уточнить, этот процесс
If I may be more precise about it,
что первоначально?
What moves this process? The friend's desire or my desire to annul?
I annul
myself towards the friends and the Creator, and in this I become a tube.
Первоначально это мое желание отменить
Meaning,
себя перед товарищем.
What is first is my desire to annul myself.
Yes.
Михаил.
Рав, יש קטע להיות צינור בין בורא.
We have some excerpt about being a pipeline between the friends and the Creator from Maor and Naim, the light of the eyes. It is appropriate and fitting for the righteous to be a medium between the Creator and the entire world. To connect everything to Him, to make a pathway and a track, a passage for the abundance and vitality, and a pipeline to pour down to all created beings. He is the one who unites heaven and earth, who connects the whole world to the Creator, so they will not part from Him.
אין שאלות. תקרא שוב.
שוב. No questions, read again.
Again. It is appropriate and fitting for the righteous to be a medium between the Creator and the entire world. To connect everything with Him. To make a pathway and a track, a passage for the abundance and vitality, and a pipeline to pour down to all created beings. He is the one who unites heaven and earth, connecting the whole world to the Creator, so they will not part from Him.
Спасибо. Вот когда в отрывке говорится, что канал между Творцом и
When in the source excerpt it speaks about the fact that the connection, that the channel is between the Creator and creation, then this is about the ten. So the ten has to annul in such a way? And
yes, of course, that first of all it's in the ten. And as much as we connect between us through the Creator, we cannot connect only through us. There is nothing to receive, nothing to give. And so through the Creator, we connect and turn into truly a ten. But inside, there is this communication between us by all these tubes. The Creator is there and fills us in this manner, connects us. Meaning, we'll learn about this later on. So what do I feel in the friend? Do I feel the friend or how much the Creator fills him? Or the response of the friend on the Creator? And our responses of all of us from what we reveal in the Ten. That's precisely what we're learning now in Tess. In the fourth part, how much there are connections there between the Sefirot and the upper light fills them from the general light. And how we have all these different types of direct light, reflected light, surrounding light, inner light. We actually won't learn much from the book. Gradually we will feel them and begin working with them in an inner manner.
If I may be more precise, if the person alone in the ten tries to annul and to become such a channel, such a pipeline, it's impossible for him to hold on in such a way only if everyone becomes such a pipeline, no?
No. It's not that one person cannot hold on. He can't hold anything because he won't receive anything. He needs to be connected with at least one more in order to be a conduit towards him, a transition towards him, a channel. And only in such a manner he will feel that he belongs to the Creator on one hand, from the side of the fulfillment, and on the other hand belongs to the friend from the side of the lack. And then in the difference between both these elements of fulfillment from the side of the Creator and lack from the side of the friend, then he will feel how he is working and present. And that actually determines his spiritual degree. That towards the friend, he turns to be as the Creator, yes, as the supplying the fulfillment. And towards the Creator, he's giving the receiving, but not for himself, for the friend. So it's the correct receiver. And then it turns out that he has in him, within that same person, that connects the Creator with the friend, has in him both a part of the Creator and part of the created being, and then both these parts connect in him.
Sfira.
And this action, this result, is called a sfira.
Раб, можно последний вопрос? А что происходит, когда вот?
If I may ask a last question, what happens the moment that the entire ten becomes this pipeline?
There we already receive neshama. There we reveal neshama. And in the meantime, we reveal the correct connection for the will to receive, that we're capable of turning it into will to bestow, and the will to bestow of the Creator. There are many more things here, because it turns out for us that we are incapable of being a vessel of reception. We're the only to be in service of it. We'll talk more about this. But we're already entering into practical, good, correct actions. This that we're talking about it is already good. It's beginning to be built in us. Moscow 7.
Да, Раф, вот уточнить хочется вот этот процесс, когда я становлюсь.
I want to be precise about this process by which I become a pipeline, a conduit.
Ну, то есть реакция проходит, даже через меня проходит. И вот здесь вот вопрос.
This is a trigger for my will to receive. So I have a question. This is what awakens the prayer in me.
А вопрос в чем?
The prayer for correction or connection.
Она моментально, ну, как бы отвлекает меня от процесса быть.
It distracts my attention from being a pipeline.
Либо воспользоваться вот этой провокацией и поднимать.
So what's the correct thing? To be the pipeline or to use this provocation?
I don't understand you. You are in the middle. That you connect to the lack of the friend and into the tube of the creator, and you're in the middle. How to arrange this connection, how to open this faucet, which is you. You have no other opportunity. Either you are blocking or you're opening. So please, do it. You will see in this how close we are to work like flip-flop. We have all sorts of machines which work on this, like that they open and close, open and close. And the intensity of the connection, of the opening and closing, already depends on the degree of the person, of how capable he is of both being closed, where there is like an opposite flow, that he would seemingly receive for himself, and the flow that's towards the friend, which is actually towards the Creator. And afterwards, a person reveals that there are no friends, rather only the Creator. And what he did with him, such a game, it's only in order to teach the person how to relate to him, to the Creator himself. Moscow 1.
Ah, доброе утро. Раф, доброе утро, мировой.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli.
Получается, что?
Precision. About the question. So it turns out that
внутри нас
every friend who is in our connection inside each one of us there are certain elements, spiritual elements, which we call the Shemot records. And our task here and the words don't really matter, but in the connection between us on a certain higher level, let's say, we have to supply each other with these records and the elements that have to be put together in the right way through the light. And if it won't be put together by the light, then the entire 10 and the entire world clear are not in the right form, the right circle. And we have to think about it all of the time, not about certain external forms of words and emotions, but rather this inner connection and these elements. Maybe it's not completely scrutinized, but is this correct?
I can't tell you if this is correct or incorrect, because these are your words and your thoughts, and we don't talk in this manner in the meantime. So we'll continue and we'll scrutinize. And try to talk more shortly. Itawan.
Dear Rav, I see the friends and their desires, and I try to be a pipeline. Instead, I find in myself only resistances. How can I annul my resistances? Thank you.
תשתדל
make an effort.
יש כאן כמה אמצעים. רבש כותב על זה.
There are a few means here. Rabash writes about this. First of all, think about how much you are a zero towards them. Even that you don't think that you are a zero, but think how without them you will reach nothing and you will remain a zero. And that you have no choice rather to bow before them, because the Creator brings you these friends, although that you yourself wouldn't choose any one of them. But nonetheless, they are the ones the Creator arranged for you. And so begin to appreciate them as such, not because they are wise or witty in language or maybe other things, rather simply because the Creator brings them to you in order that with them He will build the place for His revelation. So try. And see that in this specifically you will succeed. Kab U7.
Thank you, Rav. Can I please ask you to explain a little bit more about reward and punishment?
No, I cannot explain it now in the meantime. But reward and punishment, the person needs to depict himself. What for him in each state is reward or is punishment in each state? Check it.
Thank you.
On this is dependent his attitude towards what the Creator does with him. Amata 1.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, а почему написано, что он...
Where does it say that he is between the Creator and the created being? And the moment that he annuls, he becomes the lower one, like Malchut towards the first nine, right?
Michael.
Yes, sir. I have nothing more to say. Good.
We have a question from the study hall.
You
said that we should depict a state of the friend's desire. So I'm trying to depict it, and I see that my friend has a weak desire for spirituality, just like me, and I need to be a pipeline. So what should I fill him up with if he has a desire for spirituality? A lack? I can bring him additional desire, additional lack?
You can awaken him, of course. Each one shall help his friend. So yes, please, wake him up. And you'll see how much it wakes him, and then you'll see afterwards how much you can take care of his fulfillment.
So depicting the desire, it's not about corporeal desires, it's about a desire for additional spirituality? Or?
Of course we're talking about spirituality. What's there to talk about the corporeal desire? Nothing to talk about that. Any other questions? Yes, please.
I'd like to continue with this, Rav. If my friend is now going through some state and he receives a certain disturbance in corporeality that could actually disconnect him in terms of health, or he's being sued, or all kinds of things, so can I connect to this desire specifically, which seems to be corporeal, and to ask for correction and fulfillment for it?
You can, of course. It says, one who prays for his friend is privileged first. It's rewarded first. So, of course, we need to pray for the friends, and we need to do it. We are obligated to do such, to pray for the friends. That's a very special part of our work.
Yes, but this is corporeality, because to continue what David asked before, we need to feel only the friend's desire for spirituality, so...
No, the corporeality of the friend is my spirituality.
Ah, thank you. Rob, we have this excerpt. Should I read it now? One who prays for his friend is answered first. This means that one who prays for his friend becomes a pipeline of bestowal to bestow upon his friend. And since the abundance flows through him, he is necessarily answered first. By this we can understand a verse, he who blesses is blessed, since one who blesses becomes a pipeline of bestowal and is therefore blessed.
Mm-hmm. Ken. Merkaz
one. Merkaz one.
It's
a question by a friend. A pipeline is... where does all the dirty stuff that the light melts, where does it go to?
Corrected by the upper light. Nothing is dirty or nothing. It all depends on the extent of correction.
Excerpt 16. It is impossible to say the words of the prayer unless through peace. When we unite with all the souls of Israel,
those words directed Yisharkel straight to the Creator.
For this reason, the prayer is mainly in public and not alone, so that each one will not be separated and alone, for this is the opposite of Kedusha, holiness. Rather, we must unite the holy congregation together and become one. This is a prayer in public.
Again,
excerpt 16. It is impossible to say the words of the prayer unless through peace, when we unite with all the souls of Israel. For this reason, the prayer is mainly in public and not alone, so that each one will not be separated and alone, as this is the opposite of Kedusha. Rather, we must only unite the holy congregation together and become one. This is a prayer in public.
Questions?
We have a question here in the study hall.
Rav, in a
lesson, can I be a pipeline towards an individual friend, the entire lesson? A particular friend? To be a pipeline, to pray for the friend, the entire lesson.
Yes, sure.
And the 10 before the lesson can determine who is going to be a pipeline towards the friends.
You can try such exercises, please.
Tov. Az efo anachnu, Mikhail?
Yes, shelot mi Moskva ve
Afrika. Rabbi Mikhail?
We have questions from Moscow and...
yes, please.
Africa, German. Africa.
Africa.
Bonjour, Rav. Bonjour, l'équipe mondiale. Ma question c'est de demander la prière convenable qu'il faut adresser au Créateur pour nous donner la force de pénétrer le cœur.
What is the correct prayer we have to raise to the Creator in order to penetrate a friend's heart?
Shuv.
What is the right prayer to the Creator in order to penetrate into the friend's hearts?
Ask the Creator to help us to enter into the friend's heart, to penetrate into the friend's heart. That's the prayer. Okay.
Tov, Moscow kvar ein ve German for.
Okay, Moscow, the question's gone. German.
Ja, das Gebet in der Öffentlichkeit. Wie macht man das? Was ist damit gemeint, das Gebet in der Öffentlichkeit?
A question about the prayer, but I didn't quite understand. What about the prayer? If you can ask again, maybe in English.
Repeat, please, in English. German 4.
Hartwig, please, in English. Yes. The prayer in public. What is meant by the prayer in public? Yeah.
The prayer of many. What does it mean? Prayer in the public. Public. What does it mean?
Prayer in the public. Prayer of the individual. We have many such things. It's always talking with respect to the person. That, what is he praying for? Whom is he praying for?
That's it.
We'll learn more about that.
Ta-da.
Turkey 1.
Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, does the Creator fulfill the person through the tent? And for that, do I have to bow myself to friends in the tent and demand for them?
First, that you need to lower your head towards the ten, because otherwise you will never be filled. Even egoistically, we say such, and even more so in bestowal, in the form of bestowal. Okay?
Moscow 1.
Только необходимо соединить вместе святое общество. Вот это вот соединить вместе.
It's an obligation. It's necessary to connect together. To put together the holy society. When it says here to unite the holy congregation together, what does it mean?
To desire and prayer. Nothing we can do. Out of our desire that we shall pray, and of course all the actions the Creator does, the upper light, but according to our request. We are broken vessels. As much as we awaken to correction, then accordingly we receive the light of correction.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот вы говорили чуть ранее, как внутреннее действие.
Rav, earlier you said that
вот что это за действие?
That an inner action towards the friend becomes a sphera. What exactly is this action?
Usually, it is the act of connection. As much as we make an effort to be connected, we reveal that we are incapable, if we're really making the effort to connect, we see that it's not working for us. And then we pray, and then we receive forces that they connect us.
Latin 12.
Latin 12.
Hola, Rab. Durante la plegaria con los amigos hay una preparación.
During the prayer with the friends,
entonces,
there is a need, a lack.
¿Cómo llegamos a un estado de paz?
According to the text we read now, how do we reach a state of peace? What does it mean to be in a state of peace during the prayer?
At the time of prayer, before the prayer, we need to connect between us. That's called the prayer before the prayer. And then, when we are in connection between us, we request from the Creator that He will begin to correct us, and according to the correction, that He will fulfill our mutual vessel in all sorts of fulfillments, meaning in all sorts of presentations of His revelations towards us. These revelations are revealed in this, that we feel that the connection between us becomes mutual. The connection between us becomes such that we reveal in the connection between us ourselves that are filled with bestowal, love, giving. And that's what we need to attain.
Yes, Michael. Is there some connection between us before the prayer and another connection between us after the prayer?
All the time we see how much the connection between us, it changes
quantity, quality, and its character. Okay, I think the time has come to go on to the women's questions. Please.
Ken, Sharon.
Yes, Sharon.
Daber, Sharon.
Speak up, Sharon.
Ken. No, I'm Mohan Po.
From Women US 3. If I don't feel or understand anything of what we're studying about, and I'm focusing on the prayer that my friends will feel and understand, is that a good participation during the studies?
It is good participation, but not final. We still have to see ourselves advancing. Advancing in connection to be a conduit, a pipeline, as we said, between the Creator and the friends. And in this way, each and every one of us, if we try to be in this, then we will begin to see that we really are in it. Please.
From Latin 13, if my requests for the friends is egoistic, that's what I feel. Should I still keep asking?
Well, try to gradually change them.
From Naharia, how to penetrate into the friends in a precise way to fill their spiritual needs and not fall in the 10 that it'll be just like a support group.
Try to get closer to them in a way that they will feel that you want to support the connection of everyone.
Women Kabu 5, how can we take advantage of the feeling of private providence for the benefit of the 10 and in that way bestow to the Creator?
Well, this is as we said. I become a conduit, a pipeline connecting the Creator with the friends and the friends with the Creator. I try to elevate the deficiency of the group to the Creator, to pray for them.
From Naharia, the Creator is revealed in the connection between us. Is it only in a possible, in a positive connection or in any kind of connection?
From any connection, but on condition that we want to correct this connection.
PT 14, if the action of the pipeline is called Sfira, why are there 10 Sfirot?
Because this is how we're built. We learned it in the four phases of direct light, that to get from the upper light, from the Creator to the created beings, the light has to go through 5 discernments, 5 phases, and then it comes to a state that is called a created being. And when he feels, fills up the created being and sees that the created being reaches equivalence of form with the light, then we have reflected light. In other words, the created being rises above itself, above its will to receive, up to the desire to bestow, back from Malchut to Keter. So it turns out that we have between the Creator and the created being 5 discernments. Keter, Chokhmah, Binah, Zaran, Pin, Malchut. And from this, the created being feels itself being in increasing of youth, coarseness in it. Roots 1, 2, 3, 4. And then it begins to correct itself from the degree 4, 3, 2, 1 root. And in this way, from the Creator to the created being, through these qualities, there's nothing else. As it is written, 10 and not 11, 10 and not 9, 10 and not 11.
Next. From Sochi, if the friend's desire isn't clear, should I pray to know what the desire is or just ask for their desires?
Ahi chashuv li kol hazman
The most important to me is to constantly yearn to discover the desires of the friends, what they yearn for, what they would like, and how I can use their desires to bring them closer to the Creator, to make their connection with the Creator stronger.
From Kiev, what does it mean to help a friend, to make a connection with her, but we see that the state just gets worse? We're going to sing a song together.
The shadow often shakens, but then the heart awakens. It yearns and grows and longs to be concealed beneath your wings. Une rivière coule du jardin d'Eden, y fend le cœur de pierre. Comme de l'eau douce, goutte à goutte, illumine les barrières. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך. נפעיל את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך. נפעיל את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. Стрела пронзает сердце, тьма уступает место, и светолуч благим теплом растапливает лед. Хадани йодеа, камерахов шобеа, цвода и маалот вила, азака ахава. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך. נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך. נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך. נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך. נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה.
אפשר לעבור לחלק הבא, אני חושב.
I think we can move on to the next part. Yes, let's.